Welcome to Pro Goat Football Talk. I'm AJ.
And I'm Benny.
And we talk football. Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in with Pro Goat Football Talk. Today we're going to be talking about some transfer talk and some big games to watch for this weekend. Yeah, you know, some possible transfers are, we're talking to Chelsea. I personally don't want that to happen. If we do lose Alderweireld to Barcelona or Manchester United, which we probably will, I just don't think Tottenham would have that good of a, you know, defensive line because, you know, especially since Vertonghen's been on injury, I don't think Chelsea is going to take that chance in taking Vertonghen right now. I mean, there are possibilities, but I just don't think Pochettino is looking to sell Vertonghen. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't necessarily need Alderweireld and Vertonghen, but it'd be nice.
Yeah, you
they
know,
make a big difference, and with Ben Davis getting nutmegged all the time, and then from fourth causing two penalties in the game against Watford a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we need Vertonghen. You know, Alderweireld is one story, but Vertonghen's another. You know, another transfer talk, Ousmane Dembele to Arsenal.
And personally, I just can't see Ousmane Dembele in an Arsenal jersey.
I actually can. You know, they are making a push to sell Ousmane Dembele to Arsenal. But the thing is, if Barcelona does sell Ousmane Dembele to Arsenal, that they would have to pay $40 million to Dortmund.
You know, that's surprising. But like you said, I still can't see Ousmane Dembele in a red jersey.
Yeah.
I can see him in a purple, maroonish jersey, but not a red jersey.
How about Cavani? You know, they're making deals for Cavani to go to Real Madrid.
I don't think that's a possibility.
Don't go, Cavani. Bad choice.
I'm just saying, PSG needs you, and I think if you leave, Neymar's going to leave, and then Mbappe's going to be alone. Mbappe's going to leave. PSG's left with nothing.
Yeah, but you know, Barcelona is trying to get Neymar back.
That's right.
They are making deals to get Neymar back.
Which I think
they want Neymar to come back to Camp Nou. Which is good. That's awesome, you know. 18 months after the deal to Neymar to go. You know, it's only been 18 months since Neymar's left Barcelona, and they already want him back.
But to go back along with Cavani, something that, like, since, you know, Brazil played Uruguay last week, people have been saying that once they go back to practice in PSG, they'll be enemies. But
nope.
Yeah, recently, Kylian Mbappe said that's nothing like that's going to happen. They're just going to come back, be friends, be buddies, and that's going to be the end of the story. It's going to be like that never happened.
Yeah, you know, something interesting that happened on Wednesday, Ben.
Yeah, you know, Drogba retired at age 40.
Ah, big legacy.
Star player of Chelsea.
Legend.
Yeah, star player of Chelsea. In the last 9 seasons, he's won a dozen different awards. You know, 4 of them being in the Premier League. And I think it's... He said that he left at this time in...
His career.
In his career because... Well, for one, he's old. But for two, because he's left behind a bunch of young players that will take him on and do better and be better. And
break records.
Yeah, break records.
You know, they also are saying that
Rashford could go to
Real Madrid. Don't go, Rashford. If you and Cavani go, there's nothing left. And plus, Real Madrid has not been doing good. But, you know, if you do go, if Rashford and Cavani both decide to go to Real Madrid, you know, Real Madrid could open up, look better, you know. Even without Ronaldo, they could still look better. You know, they could win. They could start to win some games.
Yeah.
It'd actually be competition, but...
Rashford actually said that he would be happy and glad to go to Real Madrid if given the opportunity.
Which I can understand. Manchester United isn't doing good either. But, you know, some games that you should watch this weekend, you know, semifinals in the MLS. Portland Timbers versus Sporting St. Croix.
Yes. Sporting Kansas City is an amazing team. The Portland Timbers are an amazing team. Both of them deserve a good final. And Atlanta United is playing FC Dallas, and I think that's
going to be a Benny, I know you want FC Dallas in there, but you can't just lie about that, bro. It's New York Red Bulls. I know how much you like the FC Dallas, but, you know, I know you don't like them as much as Portland Timbers, but they have some good players. Yeah, but no, it's the New York Red Bulls.
You sure about that? Because...
Benny, no, yes, it's the New York Red Bulls. I'm sorry.
Fine.
Yeah. Anyway, also, Tottenham plays Chelsea this Saturday. Look up for that. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Pro go it off.